أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا ويصدون عن سبيل الله والمسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Ta'ala spoke about the believers and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's reward for the believers in the hereafter. Now once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns our attention to the disbelievers, more especially and more particularly in the time of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, certainly those who disbelieved. One is their own disbelief in Allah, which will mean that their deeds will never be for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the second is, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they stopped others from the path of Allah. The path of Allah here will mean to accept Iman and Islam. Many were those disbelievers who themselves did not bring Iman, and they would not allow others to bring Iman. And we see that some of them wanted to bring Iman, then they were turned away. Those that brought Iman, they were also turned away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence this was one of the activities of the Quraysh of Makkah. And in the third is, wal masjidil haram, they stopped others from the masjidul haram, that is the Makkah Mukarrama, the haram of Makkah, the Baytullah and masjidul haram. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam proclaimed Islam and the oneness of Allah, then they did not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to perform salah freely in masjidul haram, in front of the Kaaba. They always obstructed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know of the persecutions of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. So that was one. Then we found Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made hijrat, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone to Medina Munawwara, and then from there Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to make Umrah after he had seen a dream about him making tawaf of Baytullah and his head getting shaved and all of that. And hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam attempted with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum once again to come to Makkah merely just to perform Umrah and go back. That also they stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about Masjidul Haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي جَعَلْنَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ سَوَاءً الْعَاكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَادِ. That Masjidul Haram, and Masjidul Haram here will refer to the whole Haram of Makkah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it لِلنَّاسِ, for mankind, in other words, particularly for the believers, all the same. الْعَاكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَادِ. Those who were residents of Makkah, and those who were non-residents of Makkah, who came from outside Makkah, Allah had made it all the same for accessibility. Every believer, every mu'min should have free accessibility to the haram of Makkah, and hence these people, in their kufr, in their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from coming. The ulama have written here that the haram of Makkah, those places like where we make sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and those places where we go for Hajj, whether it be Arafat, Muzdalifah or Mina, all of that is waqaf, all of that is the property of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever intends in it بِإِلْحَاد. إِلْحَاد generally has been translated as transgression, as sin. Then Allah says بِظُلْمٍ, in other words, with transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will cause him to taste a painful punishment. Now generally, when a person commits a sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person an opportunity to make tawbah. When a person intends to make sin, to commit a sin, generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not chastise, Allah ta'ala does not punish that person, but Allah grants respite. But in the haram of Makkah, here Allah ta'ala says the person that even intends to commit a sin, more especially a major transgression, just the intention on that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would punish that person in whatever way so ever. And hence here Allah ta'ala draws our attention to this very, very important aspect. Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi used to say, like how Allah multiplies the rewards of good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies and magnifies the effects of sin in the haram of Makkah. And if a person intends to commit that sin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may punish him. That is why we find sahaba like Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they used to go for the haram of Makkah, they used to set camp, one camp out of the haram and one in the haram of Makkah. And in the haram of Makkah, they would make the ibadat of Allah. If they had to rebuke someone, scold someone, or reprimand someone, that also they did not do in the haram of Makkah. They would go out of the haram of Makkah. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.